How much contact did you have with the Packers in this whole pre-draft process?
So I didn't have contact with the Packers. This caught me by surprise, honestly.
What do you know about the Packers at this point? How much are you going to have to learn about their defensive system and what they might want to do?
Oh well, I know. So far, what I know about the Packers is you all have some of the greatest quarterbacks come through. I know you had Charles Woodson. DBs like Nick Collins. So I know that the secondary tradition there is pretty long and lengthy, and you all had a bunch of good ones. So not too familiar with the scheme just yet, but I definitely looking forward to coming in and learning it.
Can you talk a little bit about how you play? Do you prefer the perimeter in the slot? Can you handle it all? Are you physical corner?
Well, I pretty much prefer wherever best fits. Which is in my opinion, I feel like I'm comfortable at corner and in the slot. So it's just kind of thing that I definitely be working on.
Jair, how did they use you at Louisville? Where did you predominantly play?
So I played, I probably played about 70% snaps at corner and probably 30% at nickel. I played nickel a bunch my sophomore year, not so much my junior year.
You see yourself more as a slot corner in the NFL, or do you think you can play a good amount of snaps on the perimeter as well?
No, I feel like I can play anywhere on the field, so it's just a matter of the reps that I get. I definitely look forward to doing both if that's presented.
How did you get hurt, and what did you do, and did you ever feel you were 100% last year?
So I actually picked up a blocked field goal and was tripped up and ended up hyperextending my knee. That caused a bone bruise, and the bone bruise took a while to heal. I wasn't fully healthy all season, but I definitely had to alter my game a little bit, in order to cope. But I finished the season out.
You had all those interceptions back in 16. How do you feel you played last year? Better?
Well, I feel like 16 was definitely my better year. That's because I was fully healthy the whole season. 17 took a little turn, but again, I still had a solid year. Only giving up five passes. Like I said, I was being targeted, but not many people were catching it. I had a bunch of pass deflections. 16 was definitely my solid year, but 17 I thought was pretty good as well.
Jair, you look at the speed. How do you incorporate that into your game, that 4-3 number?
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. So, I definitely use speed a lot, obviously, especially playing corner. Being faster than receivers is only half the battle, So I definitely rely on my speed and technique and just understanding the game.
How do you make up for your height or overcome your height?
Well, I'm a big believer in heart over height. Like I said, that if you go, look back at the film, I only given up five passes, and I played against bigger receivers. Receivers that were 6'5" and up. It doesn't really matter. My mentality is that I'm going to beat the man in front of me, and that's just being a part of student of the game. I don't pay any attention in the size or anything like that.
You like to talk a lot? Is that part of your game, getting in the head of your opponent?
Yeah, definitely. Especially being able to throw out the game, that seems to help a lot. So I do a little bit of talking, but I definitely do it within boundaries.
How much did it help you to go up against Lamar Jackson in practice for a few years?
Oh man, Lamar is one of the best quarterbacks I ever had a chance to play against. He's a competitor. He likes to compete. He can throw that ball on the line. It was real good practicing against him because he knew where to throw the ball, and it allowed me to work on my angles and work on covering the receivers. It was a good experience. Playing against Lamar.
So if the Packers had no contact with you before the draft, what was your reaction when your phone rang?
Wow, I was pretty shocked. I was pretty shocked that it rang. But at the same time, I had just realized that they had traded up. So I was like, well, this might be the one. And when I got the call, I was like, well, yeah, this was the one. So, No, I was a little bit shocked, but at the same time, I was like, man, this might be it.
How confident are you you can get on the field and contribute this year?
I'm pretty confident that I'll come in and be able to learn the plays and the playbook. As far as playing time, that's just wherever this takes me. You know, I definitely want to come in and play. I know that's going to take time. I have people to sit behind, and I have to learn the playbook as well. So, you know, I just take what I'm given at the moment until I work and work hard for everything else I need to get.
Talk about your role as a kick returner and how you made progress and what factored into how you think that factored in you going to the first round tonight.
Well, I definitely pride myself in being a versatile player. In 2016, I did punt return all year. My freshman year, I did punt return. This year, I was kept off of it because of the injury. But, I returned two punts my sophomore year. This year, I had a punt return for about 50 yards, which is in the first game up until I got hurt. So, I'm definitely looking forward to trying to get back there and expanding my platform.
How much have you studied receivers passing games at this level, and what do you think your biggest adjustment is going to have to be to the pro level?
Well, I'm just going to kind of take what I did in college and transfer it over to the league. Definitely studying the tendencies of the receivers and definitely knowing splits, which is very important. definitely understanding splits.
Jerry, what coverages did you guys play the most?
So we played a bunch of quarters and a single high coverage. So cover threes and cover ones. So.
How much do you know about the city of Green Bay, and how much time have you spent in the snow?
Well, I'm not too familiar with much. I know it gets a little chilly in the winter, but I definitely do my research here.
How excited are you to go against Aaron Rodgers in practice?
Oh, I'm very excited about that. He's a legend, and I know going against him is only going to make me better and propel my game. So I'm definitely looking forward to going against him in practice. Just being around the type of person he is and the competitor he is.
I saw that you were recruited by Louisville as a wide receiver. What created the switch to cornerback?
We had three defensive backs leave for the draft that year, and they needed corners, so that's when I made the switch. I early enrolled in January, so I had enough time to get acquainted with the defensive side.
How much does your pass as a receiver help your ball skills as a corner?
No, it helped out a bunch. Being able to catch the ball is one of my strong suits, and being able to understand receiver splits and the route, what they like to do at the top of the route. That's one of my strong suits, and just playing receiver helped out a lot. I don't give up many passes, so that plays a part of my game as well.
Jerry, once the shock kind of wore off, what was that moment like for you and your family when you realized that you were going to be drafted in the first round?
Oh, it was great. After I got off the stage, I went to go see my family, and they were just all excited, and it was good to see a smile on their face. Like I said, it's something I worked hard for, and it's finally here, and it's surreal.